Swilt attacked like lightning. The broadsword clanged, sending the battle axe flying from Grolba's grasp and pinning him through his right shoulder. The river rat screeched in pain as Swilt ripped his blade free. A savage kick to the rat's stomach drove Grolba to his knees, head bent as he gasped for air. Swilt slammed his broadsword into the earth. Picking up the fallen battle axe, he hefted it, staring at the bowed head of his adversary. Swilt spat out the word scornfully.
Death wind!
The last sound Grolba heard was the battle axe singing his death song with one whistling swish. Swilt tossed the axe aside, retrieving his broadsword. He turned slowly, his cold eyes taking in the faces of the stunned river rats.
I am Swilt the Shade. Hearken if you wish to live. From now until you die, you'll serve as ravagers under the Sable Queen. I am her commander. You'll obey me. So challenge me now if you wish to dispute my word.
They stood dumbstruck, not daring to answer. Any beast who could defeat Grolba Deathwind so easily merited all their fear and respect. Swilt pointed his sword at a burly vermin who was armed with a long pike.
You, speak your name.
Avoiding the dead black eyes, the river rat replied.
Kudra.
The sable turned his back on them, calling as he strode off.
Stick that fool's head on your pike, Kudra. You'll bring up the rear. The rest of you follow me. And remember, any beast stupid enough to desert will be found. I'll hunt him down myself, chop off his footpaws, and make him follow me on the stumps. You will receive further orders soon, but for now, march.
They went without question, with Kudra trudging stolidly along at the rear of the bunch, holding up his pike with the grisly object spiked upon it. The eyes of Grolba Deathwind stared sightlessly over the backs of his former command. There was not a single thought in his head. Consternation reigned on the stream bank, where the Witherspike raft was still stuck in the shallows. Though it was not that which was causing the hullabaloo, but the fact that Jiddle, Jinty and Flib were missing. As troop leader, Oakheart did his best to avoid panic amongst the family. He reasoned,
"No use getting upset, my friends. This isn't the first time those two young scamps have wandered off. Calm down, I beg you. Let's partake of breakfast before we take any drastic action. Agreed?"
His wife Dymphnia hugged baby Dub-Dub to her. The loss of any family member, whether trivial or temporary, was always of concern to her. She glared at her husband.
"How can you think of sitting there stuffing down food when our dear little twins are lost? Shame on you, Oaky."
"Shame on you, Oaky,"
Dub-Dub echoed. Buckler interrupted.
"No, ma'am, the shame is on us, Diggs and I. We should never have allowed a young shrew like Flib to guard your young'uns. Leave it to us, eh, mate?